Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we have a 15-year-old caller who's saved up $80,000 running his own business. So we're going to be bringing him on. He wants to know how he can expand that income and also where he should be investing it. So anyway, let's bring him on the channel and see what's going on. So Daniel, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Nothing much. You?
Not much. What's up?
So I make YouTube videos, and I've saved about $80,000. I don't spend any of it, but I don't really know what to do with the money next once I'm 18 and not a minor. So
yeah,
what do you recommend I do?
Well, first of all, how old are you now?
I'm 15.
15 years old. What are you doing at 15 on YouTube that made $80,000? Is that after you pay tax on that, or is that before tax?
Yeah, that's after.
That's after tax. So what do you do to make $80,000 after tax at 15 on YouTube?
So basically what I do is I make videos for like little kids, and they seem to enjoy my content. And so that's how I've made $80,000.
There's more to that. What do you do on YouTube? For little kids, what do you do?
Okay, it's really hard to explain. Okay. So basically what I do is I make videos on kid stuff like Mr. Incredible and Jake Paul, and I pretend like I interact with them in real life, but I actually don't. They're just skits, but the kids believe it, and they seem to enjoy it, and they subscribe and come back.
How long did it take you to save up 80 grand?
About 5 years. I used to make Minecraft videos 4 or 5 years ago. And I didn't get many views, and I didn't get money at all. But I just enjoyed doing it. Mm-hmm. And 2 years later, I came up with an idea to make videos on popular YouTubers so I would get more engagement.
Hmm. And how much of that 80,000 is really within the last year?
I didn't do as well as I did last year. I made, so far this year, like $30,000.
Still pretty good for 15, but, man. Wow. Okay. Where's the money now? I mean, what do you want to invest in? Let's start there.
Once I'm 18, I would like to buy real estate and stuff like that.
Okay. My recommendation for you, honestly, and some people might disagree with this, I would say at 15 years old, you're probably best just putting it in a high-interest savings account until you're 18. That's what I kind of think would be the best route to take. I think there's going to be a lot of changes between now and the time when you're 18 in the sense of you don't know exactly where you want to park your money or what you want to do with it. And I think for 3 years, I would say it's probably too much to put it in the stock market, and then you find out you're 18 and like, oh, I want to invest it in real estate. I think you're too young now to invest in real estate on your own unless you have, a parent who's really, involved with you. So my recommendation, I would just save it away. Save away the next 3 years of income, just high-interest savings account. You can open up an Ally Bank. You can open up a Wealthfront. You could do something like that. Get your 2% interest and just keep piling away the money. Every month, I would just want you to pile away the money. That's it. When you're 18...
Okay.
That's the point where I would really evaluate what you want to do with that money and where you want to park it and where you want to invest it. But I would still give yourself 3 years. I think the opportunity cost of waiting those 3 years, it's totally fine just leaving it in a savings account and deciding later what you want to do with it. Totally fine. So
I've been trying to do something new. You've heard of drop shipping, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I've been trying to do that for like a year, and I know a lot about it. And I bought courses, and I have a mentor, but it's really hard to motivate myself when things don't work. And, I really want to work at it, but it's just that school makes me exhausted, and I've spent a lot of money, and I'm afraid to lose more. But, what do you think I should do to, help motivate myself to work hard until I find a winning product?
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you this. School is not the reason why you're not motivated. I'll tell you that. I mean, if you're really motivated, school is just going to be, you know, in the background. You would be doing this nonstop, even with school. So school has nothing to do with it, in my opinion. How to stay motivated? That's a tough one. I think, you know, not all of us are always motivated all the time. And it's a part of life. Like half the time, you know, even when I'm making these videos, I'm not always motivated to make videos. I would say there's maybe like 2 days a week where I'm motivated to do videos. And then the other five, I just like am either indifferent or I'm just like, oh, okay, I got to get another video out today. It's the next day and a video needs to be posted. I'm like, ah, you know, it's just a part of it. You just got to keep on the schedule and you got to push through it. But in terms of staying motivated, you know, why drop shipping? Are you doing it just because do you see money in it? Are you excited about it? Do you want to do that? Because it seems like you're really just doing it for the money, and it's not really something you're interested. Because I really believe if you're interested in something, you just get so involved and you do it and you're happy about it and you end up making money. If you just do it for the money, it's so easy just to get discouraged when you don't see the results. Because your only motivation then is just money.
I became interested in it like last year when I saw one of my YouTube friends. He started doing it and he started to make it work. I'm like, you know what? I think I could do this, but it's been a tough journey.
Yeah, it's not easy. And I've seen a lot of people just get out of the business. They're having a tougher time in the business. And that's why I see a lot of people now just selling courses. And some of them are legitimately making a decent living from that. But I think they've all realized that, like, wait a second, why should I make 100 grand a year when I can make 600 grand a year teaching people how to make 100 grand a year? It's just, that's the right business to be in. You want to teach people how to make 100K and make 600K. So I don't blame them for doing that. But doing it itself is a difficult business, and it's a full-time thing, and people are very involved. It's extremely competitive. There's a lot of people with a lot of money to throw at it, and it's difficult to break in, and that's the reality that I've seen. You know, again, if it's something that you're interested in, and to you it's like a challenge and like playing chess and you got to figure out like what's the winning product and how to test ads, and I think it's a great learning experience. I don't think you could really go wrong by doing it. But I think at a certain point, if you're just not interested in it, that's where I think the discouragement is coming from. And failure, I think, is a part of it. Like your YouTube channel, I would consider that a success. The fact that you're able to save 80,000 by 15 years old is a huge success. That's way more money than I ever had at 15. I mean, way more. I maybe had like a grand, 2 grand max at that age. Way more than I ever had. But again, you didn't do that originally, like you said, for the money. You just did it because you enjoyed it, and that was something that was enjoyable to you, and it made money. I'm not saying dropshipping has to be the same way, that everyone has to be like really into dropshipping, but I think there's an element of it that you just find it a challenge, and you enjoy finding products, and it's again, like playing a game, where it's like, what is going to be the best strategy and the best putting these ingredients together to make money? And if you're just doing it for the money, then I think no wonder you're feeling just discouraged from it. But feeling discouraged is just a part of life too, that you're just gonna have to get used to failing but again, it's something that if you fail, you shouldn't be like, oh no, I failed. It's like, oh, okay, so now what can I do to make this work?
Okay. So you think I should focus more on what already works, like YouTube, or should I just try to make this work?
You can absolutely try to make it work. I'm not telling you to quit, but I'm really telling you to evaluate why you're doing it in the first place and if that is the right reasons for doing so. I think if you're just doing it for money, I would be a little bit more hesitant about telling you to like keep pushing forward. And if you're really interested, you have fun doing it, then go ahead and do it. Either way, I would continue doing YouTube. I think the potential on YouTube is tremendous. I think that if you've made this amount of money so far, this is just the tip of the iceberg. As long as you can continue the content and you have fun doing it, then I would absolutely just keep going.
Yeah, but like I poured so much money into this dropship thing and a lot of time, and I know a lot of stuff, but it's just not really working.
So that is what's known as what's called sunk cost fallacy. I want you to look that up afterwards. Sunk cost fallacy. That is the principle that because you've invested so much money and time into something, that you should keep going, because you've already sunk so much money into it. that's not always the case. Sometimes you have to learn when to cut your losses and when something just isn't working, or when you shouldn't keep going. And sometimes you should keep going. And I know I sound like I'm flip-flopping here, but there are things that just like, hey, not everything can go well right from the very beginning. But there also is an element that you should not be throwing good money after bad if this is something that is not for you.
Okay. All right.
But you got to evaluate why it's not working. You really got to figure out, what are you doing wrong? Mm. That should be, I wouldn't throw more money into it until you really look at like and figure out like, what could you be doing better? Why isn't it doing well? Even, by the way, if there's someone in the description who runs a successful dropshipping store who wants to look over this, if you comment and you say, hey, you know, here's my story. Like, if you're legitimate, I'm not talking about, like, you know, fake stories. If you really want to help them out, if you're in the description watching this right now, I encourage you, by the way, go and read the comments. And maybe someone's there who wouldn't mind just taking a look for you for free, or just, you know, you want to pay whatever you feel like, you know. Might be worth it. I would really find out why it's not working. Well, thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it. Best of luck to you. And yeah, I hope you read the comments on this video, and maybe someone's willing to help you out and look over your Shopify store for you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
You got it, man. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right, bye. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. As always, make sure to subscribe, hit the like button, hit the notification bell. Go ahead and add me on Instagram. I post there pretty much daily, so if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add me there. Also, make sure to add yourself to the private Discord. It's brand new. We just started this up recently. Add yourself to the Discord. I think there's like a few hundred people in there, basically at any given time. So if you want to join yourself to that, make sure to do that. And thank you again for watching, and until next time.